news from around the world. Brought to you by DJ Uber. Uber Jack.
Welcome to another episode of the Ubercast. We're up to episode 6. It's been good putting together these podcasts every month, and awesome that all you guys and girls out there are digging the vibes. It's a cool opportunity, I guess, to test out a bunch of new music that I'm playing in my sets and put it all into a bit of a mix. And hopefully, I've been doing them sort of monthly-ish, so it's been a bit late on this one, but definitely will make it up with heaps of fresh new tunes in this episode. Just back from Melbourne this week, caught up with Zoolander and Shardy, working on some stuff in the studio with them. We'll be playing the collab with Shardy later in the podcast, so keep an ear out for that. Just about to get into a tour with the Mixmash guru, Oliver Twist, which is going to be going around to a couple of the cities in Australia over the next couple of weeks, which I'm really looking forward to. Brand new here from TJR. This is the Ubercast with myself, Uber Jack.
Everybody put your hands in the air. the flow, make it clap, make it roll. Drop it, drop it, drop it, drop it, drop it down low. Dance to the flow, make it clap, make it roll. Drop it down low, 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 low. Dance to the flow, make it clap, make it roll. Drop it, drop it, drop it, drop it, drop it down low. Dance to the flow, make it clap, make it roll.
This one right here is D'Euro's remix of Nick Kennedy and Trey G's brand new one, Glassy Eyes, White Lies. Digging the vibes on this one. Did a sick job with it. Before that one, we had a bit of Chrissy and Marshy. an Aussie producer that's making some cool stuff at the moment. Vitz, his remix for Hey Sam and Torrenfoot, Make It Roll. And before that one, we had my brand new remix for my boy J-Trick and the Taco Cat crew, who, if you don't know, is actually Peking Duck. Shh, don't tell anyone I told you. And yeah, that's my remix for their tune Jumanji. It's my Trumpet Safari remix.
On your hips and thighs.
Yes.
Another boy that's doing some sick stuff at the moment is Chris Bull, and this track here is The Bounce. And before that one, we had Will Sparks' remix of Oi to Oi by TJR.
Do you hear that shit? The fuck is this? on my big fat.
This one right here is off Dioro's new EP that came out on Dimmac. It's called Hype. Before that, Reese Lowe with a brand new remix for Jealous Much and the Airplane Boys. It's called What's Your Name Girl. And before that one, we had some new stuff from Joel Fletcher and Will Sparks, as well as a little edit I've done of Tonic with my track Bumped At.
Bring
in the fucking air.
Another Melbourne talent there, Matt Watkins, with this remix of Artful versus Metal's Like Unlike. My remix of Faces of Meth coming out soon. I don't have a date yet, but hopefully not too far. As well as Kingston Logic, a new one by Mischievous Men, and of course a bit more Joel Fletcher there with his new original track called Throw Your Hands Up, which is doing damage at the moment. Adelaide talent here. This is Krunk. If you haven't yet, go and check him out. Doing some really cool stuff at the moment. This here is his edit of Year by Dioro. It's called his Epic Club Edit. If you can figure out why it's called Epic, it's pretty obvious, I think. And he's actually chucked this up for free download, so you can go and grab a copy if you are digging it. And another new one by Dimitri Vegas and Like Mike that are absolutely pumping out the solid tunes at the moment, and that was Turn It Up.
everything will be alright. So take my hand and I can show you the way. And if I see you falling down and you're calling out to me,
absolutely one of my favourite tunes at the moment, and probably one of my favourites this year. I would even go as far as saying it. This is Dioro's new tune called Let Me Love You, and if this doesn't sort of be his mainstream crossover track that sort of gets him a bit of love on radio and stuff, I don't know. Something's wrong with the world. It's an amazing tune. Everything about it is perfect.
When night has become the day, they're sending you far away. So, so far away. When everything starts to fade, you don't have to be afraid. No, you don't have to be afraid. Take my hand and
this one you've just heard is the vocal version of Reload by Tommy Trashin and Grosso. Same vocalist there that did Swedish House Mafia's Don't You Worry, Child. Definitely nailed it. Getting into some Aussie talent here. Huge tune, this one. Called Boom by Even Goff and Stevie Mink. day. This one right here is the track I just finished making a couple days ago with Shardy in Melbourne. This is called All Aboard, working title. We might change the name still, but it's a bit of a demo version. But I thought I'd get in the podcast and see what you guys think. Let me know if you're digging it. Before that one, huge tune by Knife Party. Really digging the direction they went with this. Because I feel that the real bass heavy sort of, dubstep inspired electro is really sort of gone out. And that was really their style. And I think they've done really well to keep with the trends and pump out such a big tune. Obviously, that one's called Elrad. Get Loose, Tiesto remix by Showtech. Absolute monster.
Says, get the fuck up. Simon says, get the fuck up. Throw your hands in the sky. We just in the back sipping yak, y'all. What's up? Girls, rub on your titties. Yeah, I said it, rub on your titties. New York City, pretty committee, pity the fool that acts shitty in the midst of the calm, the witty. Get the fuck up. Simon says, get the fuck up. Put your hands to the sky. Brooklyn in the back shooting crash now. What's up? Girls, rub on your titties. Yeah, I said it, rub on your titties. Simon says, get the fuck up. Girls, rub on your titty. Yeah, I said it, rub on your titty, 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 titty,
attention.
Get the fuck up.
Another one of mine that's not too far away from getting released. This is called What The Heck. Matt Caselli and Mars TV providing the original there. That was my remix out fairly soon on Neon Records. And also my bootleg of Simon Says 2013, Pharaoh Monk.
Fate, you know what it feels like when you're dancing blind. Oh, oh.
Fuck you.
This one right here is my remix for Autoerotic called Asphyxiation. It's coming out in the next month on Dimmac Records, so keep an eye out for that one. Before there, another remix of mine for Havana Brown, and it's called Spread a Little Love, the Uberjacked remix. Huge tune out on Data Life's label by Andy Body. The first bass is the deepest. Love that melody, and it's so, so good. And Thunder W&W Live, the Hardwell remix by Cruella. That's it for another episode of the Ubercaster. A couple questions that people posted up to me, which I'll answer. Ethan Mackey's asked, do you have a set process that you follow in the studio when you are writing originals or remixes? Not really. I guess I sort of start from the basics, you know. You sort of jam out ideas rather than worrying too much about the structure of the track first. Always like to have a jam with something until I sort of find it's gelling rather than trying to start from... creative track, I guess, from the intro to the end, if that makes any sense. Treeborn Frozen, I don't know if I pronounced that correctly, but the question was, what plugins do you use to get that sound in your version of Chemical Energy? I think all I added is with one extra synth, and I created that in Massive, so that's the plugin, I guess. And one last question from Joel Newton, how long does it take a song like Bed With Me to be produced from start to finish? I guess Bed With Me was probably the quickest tune I ever produced. I think I did that in like 3 hours or something, just because it was so simple. But I mean, it depends on the track, really. It's not like a set thing. There's some tracks that you work on for a long time, and there's some others that you sort of finish really quickly. Bed With Me was one of them, which I did such a long time ago, and it's actually taken almost a year, I think, for it to come out. So it's good that everyone's still giving it love and enjoying that one. But that's it for another episode of the Ubercast. Hope you enjoyed all the music, and we'll do it all again next month. Peace.